I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Sunday, March 21st. At this time of year, the ecliptic, or path of the sun, moon, and planets, stands nearly straight up with respect to the western horizon after sunset, as seen from the northern hemisphere.
That's why, from this hemisphere, this is the best time to see objects low in the evening twilight sky. Tonight, northern hemisphere sky watchers might see the young moon near the sky's most elusive planet, Mercury. And if you miss the pair tonight, look again tomorrow night. Tonight, the moon is below Mercury. Tomorrow night, the moon will be above Mercury in the west after sunset.
Mercury will be in the west after sunset for northern hemisphere sky watchers for another couple of weeks. For us, this is Mercury's best evening apparition for this year. Just don't confuse Mercury with Venus, which is much brighter and higher up in the western twilight sky.
Meanwhile, people on the southern half of Earth this evening will look in the southeast now to see the star system closest to our sun. This star system appears to the eye as a single star. Early stargazers designated it as the Alpha Star in the constellation Centaurus, the Centaur.
This is Alpha Centauri, a triple star system located only 4.2 light years from our sun. And for today, that's our show. Special thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.